This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. There are many ways to ease loneliness, among them spending time with a friendly animal companion. More than 10,000 animals are currently registered as care workers in the United States. Last we checked, only 14 of them were llamas. Producer Taylor Quimby recently spoke with llama trainer Nikki Kuklinski of J&K Llamas about the role this unusual animal plays in human therapy.
So if you could tell me first, what sets a therapy llama apart from, say, a therapy dog or a different type of animal?
Well, most people aren't used to seeing a therapy llama in a situation. And llamas tend to be a little more aloof than a dog. And so for many people, when they meet them, they like it because they're not in their face. Some people really enjoy the company of a dog, but some people would rather just kind of observe and visit on their own terms. And so llamas are kind of unique that way.
And what exactly, how do they interact? How would a llama interact with a patient?
Llamas can interact in various ways with patients, and it depends on the population that you visit. When I go to visit a nursing home, my llamas will go between the beds and put their heads down to kiss residents or let them pet their necks. And my llamas are trained to give kisses on command to people. When I visit other places such as a children's camp or things of that nature or schools, I can ask them to lay down for smaller people so that they can pet their necks and not be at the level of their legs. So, yeah.
And what does it take to train? I know for other animals it takes, sometimes years of training to become a service dog, for example. What does it take to train a therapy llama?
Well, llamas generally are prey animals, and so their first instinct is to run if they're scared. And they're not usually aggressive animals. And llamas generally do not like to be away from other animals or other llamas. And so for them to be away from a herd is hard for them. So you have to, at the very least, have a very independent llama that enjoys being away from the herd and visiting with other people and doing other things. So it's really important that the animal is able to tolerate all that and seems to enjoy it. You don't want to force them to do something that they really don't enjoy.
So after training, there must be a testing process of some kind.
There is an organization that registers animals for therapy work, and they go through several different things. The first thing they have to do is the handler has to take a questionnaire or a class and learn all the different aspects of doing therapy work. Then you have to schedule a veterinarian visit to make sure that your animal's healthy and that they've had all their shots. Then you have to go and have evaluations done by a licensed evaluator that puts your animal through a series of tests and scenarios to see how they react to things. And then if they pass that, you send all that in with paperwork to an organization called Pet Partners. They approve you and if you passed everything, and you get registered to do therapy work. And I currently have three animals that are registered for therapy work.
Well, two of them I know of because I've seen video clips. Marisco, is it?
Marisco.
Marisco.
He's
and
one of our herd sires.
And NH Flight of the Eagle is the other that
yes,
I've seen.
Yes, and she is actually the daughter of my original therapy llama who we lost a couple years ago. And so she's a second-generation therapy llama.
Do they have very individual personalities?
Absolutely. They're both are show animals. Light is a national champion in performance and driving and showmanship. And Marisco is a big halter winner. He's got lots of best of shows under his belt, and he's also one of our herd sires. Marisco tends to be a little more shy about things. He's very quiet, and he's rock solid. You can do anything to him, and he'll stand there and look at you. And he gives very gentle kisses. And Flight tends to be a little more animated and interactive. So depending on who I'm going to visit, I kind of choose which one I'm going to take.
Well, there is a video available of some patients from Bellingham Health and Rehabilitation Center in Washington after a visit from one of your llamas. Let's hear just a little clip.
There's something that are not common, for one thing, only on film. And it's great to be near one and to see one and to touch one.
Oh, it was heaven. It was heaven, just emotionally, to be able to touch an animal and hold an animal close. You can give them a nice hug, and they even give you a kiss.
That might give us a sense of the emotional impact a visit from one of your llamas might give, but what is actually going on in the body when a patient is interacting with a llama?
Well, it depends on the population I visit, and it depends on the individual challenges of the person. I volunteer at one of the Paul Newman hole-in-the-wall camps called Camp Cory, and it's located on the old Carnation Dairy Farm in Carnation, Washington. When I visit there, every week is a different challenge. So we have some kids that have major organ transplants, some have had craniofacial challenges. Some of them have skeletal dysplasia. For instance, when I go to the week that has skeletal dysplasia, I usually have the llamas lay down because these people are smaller, and for them to pet, they basically would be at the llama's leg level. And so my llamas will actually lay down and let them brush their neck and get kisses and hug them and whatnot. But if I go to a nursing home or a facility of that nature, it depends. You know, some people can't get out of bed, and so we'll go visit them in their room if they're up for visitors that day. And some people, if they're in wheelchairs or with walkers, we'll walk up to them and stand patiently and until they're done visiting in whatever way. And some people like to hug, some want to pet, some want to just look. So it just depends on the resident. I always try and read their body language to see what their need is, because some people are a little afraid.
Nikki Kuklensky is a llama trainer and co-owner of JNK Llamas. Nikki, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yep, thank you.